Pete Wicks and Olivia Attwood's Sunday Roast. The podcast.
Welcome to the Sunday Roast podcast with me, Pete Wicks, and Olivia Attwood. It is all the best bits from the radio on the Sunday.
We've been away for a couple of weeks and we've missed you, so this is our present to you.
Yes, we've missed you, we've missed each other, we've missed producer Tom.
Yeah.
We're just missing life at the minute.
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss. It's Pete Wicks and Olivia Attwood back on Kiss. How have you been? What have you been up to? Tell me everything.
How long has it been?
It's been a few weeks.
I've been quite busy.
Tell me what you've been doing.
What did I do? I went away with the dogs on the weekend.
How was that?
To the countryside.
Looks lovely.
Yeah, I was trying to have a digital detox. I think I lasted like 10 hours.
10 hours is good for you though.
I'm filming The Price Perfection still, series 3.
Still filming.
Since Jan, so it's going to have loads of content. What have you been doing?
Have we got a release date for it yet? TX date?
Not that I can share.
Not yet.
Because I can't remember it.
Okay, nice. Well, I've been filming, for dog's sake, series 4.
I know, I like the dog pictures.
Well, it's just the best job in the world. I just get to play with puppies all day long. And as a man who doesn't love a puppy.
Well, you more than most.
Me, definitely more than most.
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss!
Now, if you listened to this show before, you know that I am Pete's entry into pop culture. I basically keep him in the loop, don't I?
Yeah, because I am useless and I need help.
He refuses to get in the loop. I try to drag him in. This week, Pete, people are talking about posh grandpa chic. Harry Styles maybe is kind of potentially the one to blame for creating this. It's like oversized leather jackets, cardigans, baggy trousers, loafers. How do you feel about it?
I really like the sound of this, to be perfectly honest. I feel like I'm in a cardigan area of my life, you know
he
what I mean?
He says that as he sat here in a cutout vest and ripped jeans, but
yeah, I'm not quite doing it today. I'm going cowboy today, but okay. Posh grandpa to maybe tomorrow.
I don't hate it. I have to be honest. I think it's quite chic.
Google posh grandpa if you want to know exactly what it is, because the picture I'm looking at, I'm really enjoying.
This is
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss.
Before we get into Zara Larsson, you're going to tell me about this new Instagram thing.
Okay,
because I don't understand.
Instagram instance, I hate it. I hate it. I would actually email Meta at this point. Like, stop changing. We've got enough features. It's a single view photo that pops up in your DM area and you can view it once. Anyone that's posting on there, stop, because we need them to remove this feature. There's enough to go on. Like, don't you think with reels, with stories, grid posts, it's enough, right?
And what did you just tell me before before we came on air? You basically think it's a new cheating tool.
Well, I think potentially I read some chatter around it being a bit Snapchat-esque. You could react to a story or an instant even, and then that person can't show your reaction. So potentially people could use it as a way of interacting with their crush.
So it's for the sly ones.
Sly ones.
Have you used it yet?
I have not, no.
Will you be using it?
No, I like to operate like in broad daylight. I'm not sly.
Nice, like that.
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss.
It's the Sunday Roast with Pete and Liv. We hope you're well and enjoying the sunshine.
Shout out to our Arsenal fans that are listening, or new Arsenal fans that will come out the woodwork this week, suspiciously.
Yeah, I don't know if we needed to shout them out, because they've been doing a lot of shouting themselves, to be honest with you.
It's enough now. It's enough.
Well, listen, well, it's exciting. It's 22 years since they won the league. So this is a big thing for them. As a Spurs fan, it's an awkward time for me. I'm going to be honest with you.
It's not a great time for you.
Not a great time for me, but it could be worse. Tom, our producer, supports West Ham. normally, we wouldn't talk about football, but it is the last day of the Premier League today, so there's going to be lots of ups and downs, but there will be a lot of Arsenal fans not caring and just cheering and sitting in the pub getting drunk, I imagine.
Yeah. Did you see Spygate, Pete? The Southampton... Was he like a tactical...
Hiding behind the trees. The old football peeping Tom.
But not behind the tree. Stood directly next to the tree with his phone on landscape. It was about as subtle as a brick for a window.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't ideal. If you're going to pick a tree to stand behind and sort of spy, pick like an oak tree. It was like a silver birch. It's not going to cover much.
They should send me down next time. I'm quite sneaky.
Oh, maybe we'll think about that. Well, didn't you just say earlier on you're not sly? You're quite... Listen, make your mind up. We'll get into it next after Tyler on Kiss.
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss!
It's Pete and Liv on Kiss chatting about something we never thought we'd get into a chat about. It's football.
So there's been a story, basically. There's a Southampton scout, analysis, whatever you want to call him.
And he's fan.
Been...
weird bloke.
No, I think he works for the club. And he was behind a tree basically filming the Middlesbrough team train. And they've got in big trouble for it. Like, it's very serious. Like,
I mean, you said it earlier on, not exactly behind the tree.
No, he's to the side of it with his phone on landscape.
He may as well have just gone in and said, I'm recording you guys. Hope you don't mind. Just crack on. Don't mind me.
Like, I don't condone cheating, of course. But I kind of help feel a bit sorry for him. Because he was well-intentioned, I fear, for his team. Okay, yes, it's cheating. I know it's breaking the rules, but
as long as it's well-intentioned cheating, is that what we're saying?
He thought he was doing a good thing, and he's really balls it up.
Yeah, and he's not very good at it. Have you got any tips on how to spy more effectively, Liv?
I'd say stay behind the tree. Yeah. And also, I'd maybe like go for a portrait mode on the phone. It's more subtle.
Just a little bit more inconspicuous, yeah?
Yeah, for
okay.
Sure.
All right, I like it. You heard it here first.
This is The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss. Pete and Liv for your bank holiday Sunday. Liv, you've been on the tube this week.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem a very you thing to do.
Guys, I feel like everyone's acting like I don't go on the tube. Tom, come on, I do go on the tube, but like now and again.
Is that if they don't have any of the Lux cars on Uber?
I go to the tube when I know I've got a billboard with my face on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go down, I see it, I ride the tube a couple of stops and I get off. Yeah, what, is that not a normal thing to do?
I don't think it's a normal thing to have your face on billboards for the majority of us. But nice. What are the do's and don'ts for the tube? What do you like about the tube?
You've got to stay on the
other
right.
Other than seeing your face?
I like seeing my posters. You've got to stay on the right side of the escalators. People get really angry if you stand in the middle. I
slow
learned
walkers
that.
On the tube.
Yeah, I walk fast. Also, like, people eat a lot on the tube. Like, yeah. Pick their nose. They scratch their butt.
The biggest thing for me, especially as we're coming to a heat wave, is that people stink.
Yeah,
I got the tube for years and years. Listen, I know it sounds harsh, but I got the tube for years and years and years. When summer hit, it doesn't matter if it's first thing in the morning, everyone stinks.
Everyone should be using deodorant in a heat wave. It's like a public service announcement. Everyone should be using
deodorant.
Just
a little tip for you. Just carry some Febreze and you'll be fine.
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss.
Pete, I can't believe we haven't actually addressed the elephant in the room.
Is it producer Tom's new tattoo?
It's not actually.
Canary wolf on the ankle. That is utterly, utterly ridiculous. Tell me what it is and we'll chat about it after some Justin Bieber next on Kiss.
This is The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss. Zara Larsson on Kiss. It's The Sunday Roast and we need to address the elephant in the room.
I've been thinking about this for weeks and how we're going to address it, what to say. Not sure what we've done, but we didn't get invited back to Ibiza, Pete.
No, I'm disappointed, to be honest with you. I don't know if it was our performance last year or what we did, but we've been put on the bench. We've been replaced, actually.
I can't imagine why.
No, I mean, it's utterly ridiculous. This weekend, Kiss has been out in Ibiza for the opening parties, and last year we got an invite. If you listen to the Sunday Roast podcast, you will have heard all about it. But this year, we have been replaced by Box Fresh Tyler and Chloe Burrows, who have been out there whilst we're stuck here.
Good luck to Tyler, that's all I can say. He's going to need it.
Unbelievable. I imagine, yeah, Chloe and
Chloe knows how to throw it down.
Yeah, she absolutely does. But I reckon Tyler's a dark horse.
You think?
What do you reckon?
I don't know. You can't keep up with Chloe on the beers, no way.
But we've got a bank holiday just as good because the weather is well, it's amazing here at the
it's
minute.
Good.
Can we make him jealous?
We can try.
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss. Tiny Temper's latest on Kiss. It's Pete and Liv with you this afternoon.
We're just chatting about being left off the invite list for Ibiza this weekend. And it's not the only thing we missed. I didn't get an invite to Venezuela's wedding.
I mean, absolutely gutted.
Daughter of Tyson Fury. It's been absolutely everywhere. Some of the highlights for me, Crocs down the aisle.
Yeah. Molly May arrived.
Yeah, Molly May with Bambi was a flower girl. The wedding train was 50 feet long. She walked down the aisle to Biggie Smalls.
See,
Peter
that I can
Andre
appreciate.
Performed.
Peter Andre is always good. He performed
it's
at the O2 with us last
time.
Year. It was good. Tyson Fury, this is the biggest thing. Tyson Fury gifted the couple £5 million as a wedding gift.
Yeah, this, like, my dad needs to liven up because that's unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable.
Is that the standard these days? Thank God I don't have a daughter. I've got £5 million to give away.
Multi-millionaire that he is, 10 times over. Can probably afford it.
This is The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss. Bad Bunny on Kiss. It's Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood with you, and we are in the middle of a bank holiday weekend.
We are Saturday part two, basically, is what I like to call us. And if you're heading out tonight, you're going to have consequences. No, no consequences tomorrow because you're off work. Most people.
Well, it's also a rare UK heat wave, and I feel like as this country brings out the best, like the heat brings out the best and the worst in us, the best being pub gardens.
Yeah, worst being no sun cream.
No sun cream. That's
we love to get burnt.
Yeah, that is me. I will probably end up looking like a lobster.
Men with their tops off that could very much keep a t-shirt on. It's warm, but it's not. It's not that warm.
Yeah, I've got to the age now where I can't take my top off without needing a training bra, so I certainly won't be doing that. Barbecues. Are you a fan of barbecues?
Depends who's on the barbecue.
Are you any good on a barbecue?
No, that's like, I think that's a blue job. Sorry to upset the feminists. I stay away from open flames. I've got a lot of fake stuff on me. Very flammable.
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Yes. A streaming bundle is about to be won by someone guessing what we're doing here.
Is this all you're going to buy?
I love it. I can't get enough of it.
But are you not bored? You just have the same thing every day?
No, listen, I like routine. I don't like change and it tastes so good.
Do you not think having some other options would be...
No, when I find something I like, I know what I want and I stick to it.
This is thanks to the guys at Extra Plus, and Hannah is our winner today. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Ooh. I'm good, thank you. Enjoying the sunshine.
Are you lucky outside?
I am indeed, yeah.
Oh, God, lucky
absolutely.
You. Right, Hannah, what do you think Pete and I are doing there in that clip?
I think Pete is eating a family-sized trifle with his bare hands.
I mean, I've seen it before, I'll be honest.
I'm going to be honest with you, Hannah. I love a trifle.
You do, oh, actually.
It is one of my favourite desserts. Yeah. So you're very close, but you are wrong.
You are wrong, which also means that you've won, Hannah.
Way!
Congratulations. You've won yourself a streaming bundle, including a Bluetooth projector, wireless ambience lights, and a Bluetooth soundbar.
If you want to win next week, go to playkiss.com right now.
It's all thanks to our mates Extra Plus and their three new chewing gums, Chill Hydro or Deep Clean variants.
This is The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss.
Thank you for hanging out with us on this bank holiday Sunday. Don't go anywhere because Essie is on the way.
But first...
Oh gosh, here we go.
Listen, I know we've not been here for a couple of weeks, but that doesn't mean we forget about the pub facts.
Yeah, go on then.
I think you're going to approve of this one.
Okay.
So nearly half of Brits would ditch a partner if their pet disapproved.
Yeah, valid.
I think that's completely valid. What would you do if Lola and Stitch disapproved of a partner?
They just couldn't get them to warm to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Well, I'm exactly the same with Eric and Rodney.
It's not going to work.
If they don't like her, I don't like her.
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss!
Thanks for listening to the best bits of the Sunday Roast with me, Olivia Atwood and Pete Wicks. We're back next week.
We are back next week.
We'll see you there.
We will see you there. I'll see you there. we'll see you there. You can listen to us there. But producer Tom's not going to be there.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm quite happy about it.